We talked about how the commercial has to be for a real business product or service. Do you have any questions about that? It has to be real. Yeah.
So when we since we're doing it on a real product, can we just model our commercial after one of their commercials on there?
No.
I mean, these things work in the original, right?
Yeah, it needs to be original.
I mean,
that's
not the word, but it's not like saying you're doing it, but kind of like the same
concept?
Yeah, concept.
So, would you say an example would be if you were to do Axe body spray, you would use your same tagline and still have it about women doing crazy things to be attracted to the man who uses Axe?
I mean, I would use the same word.
Is the example I gave sufficient to your question?
Yeah.
So, if you were to do that, I would be okay with it, using the same tagline. But you need to be as original as you possibly can be. But yeah, you are able to use your same tagline, which I think answers your question. Any other questions? Real business, product, or service? Yes?
Since it's legal in Michigan now, can you do medical marijuana dispensaries?
That's actually a really good question.
Or hydroponic shops?
Based on past circumstances, I need to say no to that. Because you guys will find that just because it's appropriate for radio doesn't mean it's appropriate for school. And as we move forward into future classes and you're doing talk shows and things like that, that'll make a lot of sense. So
we're redefining the laws too. They shut a lot of dispensaries down, so to advertise them.
Well, I mean, it was never legal according to Michigan.
I know, but I'm just saying it would be irresponsible to do an advertisement.
Since there's so much turmoil now, but it would be irresponsible to do that in class because we are in school.
But what about a hydroponic shop, a place that just sells the supplies and stuff like that?
No. Yep. Also, no head shops that sell blacklight posters and bongs.
Yeah, I've heard about that. But, what I mean by the hydro shop, it's not specifically geared towards growing marijuana. It's any kind of indoor
grow. Would you do that? You would do that strictly about having no hidden innuendos either.
Just about the hydroponic systems, the nutrients.
Then yes. Yep. Then yes. But if you're going to because I have seen commercials where they slip in, the pot reference at the end. Don't do that.
Yeah, they'll say with your Michigan medical card, you get so much off of that. A lot of places.
Yeah, so don't do that.
No, I will.
Okay. Yes.
Like you said, you can use the same slogans and stuff.
Yes, you can use the same slogans. Yeah. Yep. So when you write your copy, any other questions before I move on? Yes.
Can we do one about a sporting team, with the Tiger season coming up, sales on tickets, or is that more considered promotion?
Nope, you're selling tickets.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. You cannot do a concert. You're not selling tickets to a concert. Your final assignment is the concert promo. You are not doing tickets for a concert. No. Yes, sir.
What about movies?
No movies either, because you cannot bring in any outside audio, and a movie commercial would not be appropriate without a drop from the film. So no films either, because you cannot use any outside audio. Yes?
Movie theater.
Movie theater, yes. Movie theater, yes. Yes. Do not do a concert. Do not do a commercial for a concert. Period. Do not do it.
What if it's my own?
No. Save that for your last assignment. Your last assignment is a concert promo. Yes. Your last assignment is a concert promo. Do not do a commercial for a concert. No one. Yes.
Now he mentioned tickets. What about sporting events?
Yes, you can do that.
So we can do actual sporting events?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Derby Girls. You can tell us about the Derby Girls and tickets for that.
Can we do private? Can we do it on private? Dove soap.
Yeah, yep. A real business product or service. Yep. Dove soap is doing.
Could we do a commercial about a show, or would it have to be something you want
to
buy?
Something I want to buy, yeah. No commercials for television shows. Everybody got that? Television shows and movies, we'd have to bring in outside sources. No commercials for radio shows. Your next assignment is going to focus on radio promotions. So strictly business, product, or service in the strictest sense. Three sections of copy. Can someone read that for me? Thank you, ma'am. three sections of copy.
Set up, grab the listener's attention, hook the audience, or present a problem. Example, ask a rhetorical question, what would you do with $1 million? Make an exclamatory statement. You can save lives, or set up a scene where we're deep in the heart of an Amazon jungle.
Make a note. Do not start with a yes or no question. Because if you ask me, do you like pizza? I can say nope, and I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Do not ask a yes or no question, because I can say nope and be gone. You have to remember these three portions of commercial copy. They are different than news, and you'll discover that as we keep reading. This will be on the test. Can someone else read body for me? Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Body delivers on what you promise in the setup. Solve the problem that was presented in the poker setup. Example, how can you win the $1 million? How can you save a life? And what are you doing in the Amazon jungle? And why should that interest the listener?
So you deliver on what you promised in the setup. And then the summation, would you read that for me? The summation? Or wrap up?
Summation or wrap up. Repeat the hook that you started with. Kind of like tying things up in a nice neat package. Example, so what would you do with $1 million? Yes, you can save a life. Goodbye from the heart of the Amazon jungle.
So what are the three sections of commercial copy? Not leave. Right?
Correct.
So your test for the midterm will be multiple choice. We will review for the test, but this will be on it. Set up by summation. Who here writes? We have some people who wrote, writers. When you write, do you often just... and go, that's good? Or do you revise it?
Because they rarely.
Make revisions? No, you're like that? You're like, gold. Everything is magic that comes out. This is what I found with working with students for as long as I have, is that you start off with the hook. That's a hook. Fine. Then you have your body, and then by the time you get to repeating the hook, you have some golden nugget, right? Because your creative juices were flowing. This is, like, awesome. But it no way relates to the hook anymore. Or it just totally outshines that hook. So just delete that hook and rewrite it to match this guy. I see that all the time. That happens more than anything. To where the student's just writing, and then their creative juices get flowing, and this bottom line is awesome, but it really doesn't relate to the hook anymore. You have to do some revising, go up, delete the hook, and rephrase it to match your summation. It has to be a nice, neat package. Helpful tips. Yes. Question or reading?
Never mind.
Go ahead.
No, because you were speaking on the right. Because when you were saying you was like delete, I was thinking you were talking about the recording. I was just saying, well, you can't.
Oh, I was thinking of typing.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, never mind.
Okay. Will you read helpful tips from?
Oh, sure. Helpful tips. Think of your target audience when you write. Then narrow it down to one person and put yourself into his or her place. Try to understand his or her emotions and motivation. Write with the ear. Be conversational unless the client or the product service demands something more formal. Always say copy out loud. If it sounds wrong or too formal for the spot, change it. A lot of times what looks good on paper sounds bad when you try to produce it.
Here's something else I want to say about always saying copy out loud. Write it, say the copy out loud, and then because you are the copywriter, you're in control of a lot of things. And... some of us may have things that we have to work on. As a personal example, my name was Heather, and I drank water. And I worked on that so that my name would be Heather, and I drank water. But now sometimes, if I'm not thinking about it, it'll be like the Red Wings, or it'll be water instead of water. I kind of mix things up. So if I were writing the copy, I could make sure I don't put R's and W's in those situations to where I could... make a W and R sound inappropriately, you know? I know that if I read the copy, I'm not going to make those mistakes because I can pre-read the copy and I'll be able to get around it. But if you have something like S's into S's, something like that, say it out loud and go, well, how can I phrase this differently so I don't have to say it that way? Not that I don't want you to improve, because by all means, you need to improve on what your situation is right now. You have to. But if you're writing it yourself and you know that, let's say that you can't say W. I will mark you down if you can't say W. If you're saying W, you're getting marked down. So if you're giving a website, drop the www and say, you know, aquafina.com. Right? If you have trouble saying W, because you know I'm going to mark you down if you say W. Things like that. So if you can, write this before you come in tomorrow. If you can, write it before you come in tomorrow. Think about it and make those changes and read it out loud so that when you come in, you're prepared to deliver it. Be specific. Don't say a product or service is the best without saying why. We talked about that. Avoid exaggerations. We talked about that. The whole thing is going to lose credibility. Humor is great but tricky. The worst thing that you can do with humor is offend someone. We talked about that. Stay away from cliches such as our highly trained staff or conveniently located. Is anyone excited about an art van sale anymore?
If they have a free TV and a PlayStation 3.
They're going to have it next weekend too, though, right? That's what I have seen with Art Van, is that they have an awesome sale every weekend. Every weekend. What's that? Macy's is awesome. And then you said something?
I'll say everything at Art Van has always been must go since I was a kid.
Yeah. So be specific. We tune out certain things. Our highly trained staff. We're going to tune that out. Tell me that your staff studied in France, if that's true. You know, if they did do something, studied, you create what's called the fact sheet. And this is third quarter information. But you create what's called a fact sheet where you go out and you gather the information before you write the spot. You have the information right there in front of you. And you would have that. You'd be able to know, where are we located? Don't say conveniently located. Say we're right on the corner of 9 Mile and Evergreen. Give the major cross streets. Tell us where we are. It's not the same as news writing. You wouldn't give an address. You would just give the major cross street. So be specific. And then don't use our or we, and please highlight that because I'm going to mark it down. Don't use our or we unless you really own the business. And if you own that business, I want to see your business card. I'm not talking about businesses that mom and dad own or grandma and grandpa own. I want a business that you own. That's the only way you get to say our or we. I don't care if you've worked there, you know, for 10 years. You do not get to say our and we. It might feel like you are part of the business, but you're not. And this is more specific. As an on-air talent, you're going to get paid to add the hour or we to things. You're going to make extra money. As an example, I made $50 every time I talked about Metabolife 356, which was this weight loss that they don't make anymore because they had Ephedra. Now it's just, I think, Metabolife, if they even have it. I don't know.
I think
so. So they had Ephedra in there before, and it was like, oh, they were my happy pills is literally what I called them. But I made $50 every time I talked about it, plus I got the $50 pills for free. Because I said I took this. But then when I was taking it, an athlete died. There was a high school athlete who was taking them and everything. And I had to talk about that. I said, well, I am not athletic. I don't go to the gym. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm eating. This is the pill that I'm taking. And I'm fine. I feel great and I'm losing weight. But I need to let you know that I am not working out. I'm not putting myself in an athletic situation like this high school football player was, you know. I had to talk about that. So you are going to hear it. If you start listening to the radio, you're going to hear people saying our and we. I want you to think about, okay, is this a situation maybe where that person's making money by being able, did they get LASIK eye surgery? Did they get, you know, liposuction? Did they get, you know, implants? Did they get something?
Yes. Let's say we do a commercial for beer. And should we put a disclaimer at the end that says please drink responsibly?
Sure, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was his question?
If you do a commercial for beer, should I put please drink responsibly? And I said yes. Yes. You can do alcohol. Things have changed now to where you can do a commercial for alcohol. You cannot do a commercial for cigarettes. So you're not going to say our or we unless you really own the business.
But you could if you were getting paid for it.
Yeah. And more and more, does anybody remember Paul Harvey?
Oh, yes.
Paul Harvey was the king of doing live commercials that sounded like part of a show. And you're going to hear that more and more, where you're listening to the morning show, and then they go into a commercial. And it's a live commercial that they're getting paid, you know, to read. Depending on the agreement, and this isn't payola plugola, where they're doing it, you know, back door, where they're saying, hey, I'm going to give you $50 to say this. It all goes through the sales department. The sales department's going to come to you and say, if you take this pill, you know, you're going to get $50 every time you talk about it, and then you'll get the pills for free. Like, there's going to be a contract in place. You have to have your end of the bargain, they're going to have their end of the bargain. It's not going to be any backdoor stuff. There are times when it'll be a live commercial that you have to read where it's just part of your job, where you're not getting any extra pay for it. But there are times when it is extra, when you do get extra pay for it. So it's all going to go through the sales department. There's going to be nothing done sneaky. No sneaky. Any other questions? Okay, so edit envelopes is what you're going to be using. So this is an example of a commercial.
If you pride yourself in forming good family habits, get the Daily Habit. It's still one of the few good family habits you can cultivate today. To get started, simply take your family to a nearby restaurant and order a habit-forming gourmet daily burger for everybody. A big, juicy quarter pound of pure ground beef, cooked just the way you like it, topped with Daily's own out-of-this-world sauce. Get the Daily Habit today. It's a habit the whole family is sure to enjoy.
Is that you?
Nope, that is Sue Kinney. Okay, so I'm going to delete all this, and I'm going to create it for you from scratch, okay?
Cool, okay.
Ooh. I'm just left clicking and dragging back from the master copy, right? The edit view. All right, so here I have two music beds. So record the music in at -3. Record your voice in at -3.
Simply take your family to a nearby restaurant and order a habit-forming...
Okay, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to use block edge dragging, which is also in the notes that I gave you. Block edge dragging's here. I come down, I come into the corner, get a back and forth arrow, left click and hold. Oh, we must have edited it in the...
Detroit metropolitan area.
Okay, so she's making
a mistake. We are sure to enjoy convenient locations throughout the Detroit metropolitan area. To enjoy.
Okay, I'm going to go to the end of her enjoy.
Joy.
And I'm going to split, magnifying glass on white, highlight and delete.
Whole family is sure to enjoy.
Okay, you wouldn't lose points for that. Because can I tell that you edited it?
No.
If you were to do this, you didn't edit anything out, but you split it, you're going to lose 2 points for that. That's an edit. Do you see it? How it makes it two different blocks?
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. But if you clean up the beginning or the end, you can totally do that. You can totally clean up the beginning and the end of your read. There are no edits within it.
Okay.
So there's that. I'm going to mute that music or that voice because we're not going to use that just yet. And I'm going to clean up the beginning and end of my music. I'm just left-clicking and dragging and hitting delete. Left-clicking and dragging, hitting delete. Magnifying glass on white. And if I play these two songs together... terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start with it. This is my entire production. It is 28 seconds long, so I know I need to fade my music out at the end. I'm going to have my music come in on that natural fade out. So I'm going to go ahead and split this, highlight what I don't want, and hit delete. So I like how this is kind of... Now, what kind of ending is that? No, listen to it.
That's a fade.
Listen to it. Listen to it. Abrupt. Abrupt, right? Bad. So do not have an abrupt ending. And that's an abrupt ending. The song was naturally fading and I cut it off, which created an abrupt ending. So now we're going to use what's called the edit envelopes. So this is the icon, the edit envelopes. This is in your notes. You would highlight that. I highlight the waveform so it's bright green. And I want to begin fading here. So I left click and create an anchor there. That's the envelope. I'm gonna left click and hold and throw that up, and that gets rid of that. And I'm gonna show you. If I get my white finger and I left click and hold and I drag down, the pivot point is here. So it's fading, this big long fade from 100. Now I'm at 50, and this would be down to 0. So from 100 to 0, it's a big long fade. Do not do that. We don't want to fade for 13 seconds. Okay? You don't want to do that. We want to start fading from here, where it began its natural fade. And then we're going to fade out. Okay? Fading out. Now, if you see how this shoots right back up, don't let that happen. Bring it down. So you have to really watch. So now what kind of ending is that?
Fade.
Smooth fade, right? And I'm going to bring in this music. Now, you cannot do this. There will never be a noticeable fade unless it's at the end of the production. So you cannot do this. That is not editing two pieces of music together. That is having one song end and another song begin. You cannot do that. There will never be a noticeable fade unless it's at the end of the song. So you'd want to overlap. Okay? This song might naturally be nice with it, with this one fading out and this one coming in. Let's see. That actually goes together quite nicely where I didn't have to do anything to this song. So that's this song fading out and this one coming in cold. This is what's called a crossfade, and this is a way to get a lot of songs to go together. Left click there to make my anchor because I want this to fade in from there. Also nice. So that's a crossfade. This one is fading out and finishes fading out as this one is finished fading in. This one begins fading in as this one begins fading out. Do you see how it kind of makes an arrow? You must do that. I don't want to see things like this. Oops. Let me get rid of that one. Left click and hold and throw it up. White finger. I don't want to see that. Because this is a noticeable fade up until that point, to when it begins working with this one. So you will lose points for a noticeable fade. You need to make sure that you're lining it up so that this is beginning its fade out as this one fades in. Hey, Tina.
Hi. Is Kathy here today?
I don't know.
One.
Yes. Which one?
Sukkot?
So the crossfade was nice. This one coming in cold, this one fading out was nice. If tight and flush sounded nice, it won't. But if tight and flush sounded nice, that would be fine too. However you get those two pieces of music to sound good going together, as long as you don't have noticeable fades, you're good to go. So now let's fade this out. This is 28. It has to end at 30, right? So that's where I want it to... I need to fade from there, but I need the anchor point. So if I move this one, it's going to be that pivot point. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to put a little anchor point, so it's going to start fading from there. And I'm going to bring it down and follow that yellow line. And then I can go ahead and split, highlight what I don't want, and hit delete. Now pay attention. See how I have two envelopes?
Mm-hmm.
See how this one is at 0% and this one is at 1.83%? Be very careful to bring them both down, because you could get an abrupt edit that way, abrupt ending that way. If you leave it up a little bit, like here, that's a nice fade, but I had the two. If I were to have this one up a little bit like this, that's abrupt ending now. So you have to make sure that you're really looking at the details. The devil's in the details. Now, if I were to play all this together, the music is going to be too loud for the voice. And oftentimes it'll go into the red. It might not, but it'll be too loud.
If you pride yourself in forming good family habits, get the Daily Habit. It's still one of the few good family habits you can cultivate today. To get started, simply take your family to a nearby restaurant and order a habit-forming gourmet daily burger for everybody.
Okay, you see how it went into the red?
Mm-hmm.
Right down here? Okay. So now we're going to judge by ear our voiceover levels. So I'm just going to grab this envelope and bring it down. It's roughly 30 to 40%, but you judge by ear. I'm going to go down to 30. This one I'm going to bring down, but I'm going to be very aware that I need to bring it down in a straight line so I don't mess up the edit I had. And I'm going to check out these levels.
If you pride yourself in forming good family habits...
I'm going to be a little bit more aggressive. I think it's too low. I'm going to bring it back up.
Forming good family habits... If you pride yourself in forming good family habits, get the Daily Habit. It's still one of the few good family habits you can cultivate today. To get started, simply take your family to a...
The music gets too loud there, so I'm going to create another envelope so that I can bring that down where it gets louder.
Get started, simply take your family to a nearby restaurant and order a habit-forming gourmet...
Now that's too loud in comparison, so I'm going to bring that down. And it probably is a good level there, and this one probably wants to be a little bit louder here, or rather a little bit lower here.
Nearby restaurant and order a habit-forming gourmet daily burger for everybody. A big, juicy quarter pound of pure ground beef, cooked just the way you like it, topped with Daily's own out-of-this-world sauce. Get the Daily Habit today. It's a habit the whole family is sure to enjoy.
As 29.999. View, length, 29.999. This commercial ends at 28. If I would have had my music end with that commercial, I would lose 15 points because that ends at 28. But having my music go on longer than my commercial.
Joy.
If I had more than a second, I would bring it back up. So I'm going to bring some music back, even though it'll be too long. Or maybe I can make it a... Oh, that's too long. I'm going to zoom in to make sure I can get right at 31. I'm going to go ahead and split so I know that that is 31. So my music ends at 31. And then I'm bringing it back up.
We are sure to enjoy.
How long can music stand alone like that at the beginning or the end? No more than 2 seconds. No more than 2 seconds at the beginning or the end. You can have music stand alone at the beginning for no more than two, and at the end, no more than two. That might help you with timing. You do not have to have it. It was fine the way I had it before when I had a second or less, and I just faded it out. If you have 2 seconds, you should bring it back up so it peaks at -3. So you guys want to hear this whole spot?
Sure.
If you pride yourself in forming good family habits, get the Daily Habit. It's still one of the few good family habits you can cultivate today. To get started, simply take your family to a nearby restaurant and order a habit-forming gourmet daily burger for everybody. A big, juicy quarter pound of pure ground beef, cooked just the way you like it, topped with Daily's own out-of-this-world sauce. Get the Daily Habit today. It's a habit the whole family is sure to enjoy.
I'm going to insert a tone. And this is going to be absolutely terrible, but I'm going to have this be a special effect, a sound effect. This is a sound effect that we brought in, right? If you want to use sound effects. Be right with you. Your sound effect has to be on a different track. Remember that each element should have its own track. Your two music should be on a different track. Your voice should be on a different track. And if you wanted to add a sound effect, that should be on a different track. And sound effect needs to be... Music cannot go away. You cannot use a sound effect to transition between your two songs. That's not editing two songs together. That's using a sound effect to transition the two. So you can't do that. But let's say this was some sort of awesome sound effect that fit perfectly. You would overlap it, and then you would judge the levels by ear. And sound effects also cannot be abrupt, so you would have to fade in and fade out of your sound effect. You know, if I want it to be louder because maybe it's whatever it is, if I wanted to hear it more, I'd bring it up. But I can't go into the red, so it can't be that loud. Bringing it down. Still going into the red.
Get the Daily Habit today.
Okay, so it's all layering, and it's using your envelopes to judge the levels by ear. So how do you judge levels?
By ear.
Yes, you had a question.
I did. I was going to ask if you're going to do a tutorial again tomorrow.
No.
She's not gonna
I won't be here tomorrow, and I wouldn't have done it anyway. We're all done with tutorials. But you will have someone who's there to help you in lab. So if you want to go to them and say, could you run over editing these two songs together for me, they'll be capable of doing that. Yes. Can you make your own, do your own Foley work? No. Yes.
Is it the same envelope button for both fade and bring it down?
Yeah, this is the envelope icon. Right there?
So it's the same thing. It's just
once you highlight, yeah, this track has it too. I'm not going to use them on my voice, but my voice has them too.
So it's just where you move it down.
Yep. These were brought down to 51. This is 51. This is 39. This is 35. This is 100. 100. And this is 0. So it's like moving your finger on the board, the slide on the board. But instead, you're using it on the waveform. You left click on the icon and you left click on the waveform. Left click, no right click.
Okay.
If you wanted to get rid of them, you could right click and go down to envelopes, volume, clear selected points, and you would get rid of them. If you want to get rid of all of them. But if you want to just get rid of one, you can left click and hold and throw it up. Left click and hold and throw it up. Yeah.
Like you were saying, it should be a straight line.
I'm not saying it should be a straight line. You see how mine's kind of diagonal? I mean, mine moves all over.
Okay.
Yeah, it cannot be noticeable.
Okay.
They don't have to be straight lines, but they cannot be noticeable adjustments. You cannot make noticeable adjustments. Yes.
So if you click on the envelopes and then it automatically where you go click on your wave is going to...
Yep. And if you don't see it, they automatically should come up, these two dots right here, these two envelopes. If you don't see it, go to View, Show Volume Envelopes. And you might want to write that if it's not in your notes there. View, Show Volume Envelopes. In fact, please write this.
And then if you don't want it, you can
undo it.
You
can do the undo button and undo one. You can left click and hold and throw the envelope up. Or you can right click and clear selected point.
Throw it up.
Yep. So these are called pan envelopes. And I'm going to click to show them.
Is that like stereo?
Yes. Pan is stereo. Do you see how in my voice, or in Sue's voice, there's a pan is zero? Pan is zero. Do you see that?
Yes.
What does pan being at zero mean? What do you think?
Centered.
Yeah. So if we have our stereo, we have it equally on left and right channel, right? So you would only adjust pan if you wanted to adjust what channel it was coming out of. I'm going to solo this so you can see.
Habits. Get the
just
daily
coming out
habit.
Of one channel now.
It's still one of the few good family habits
just
you can
cultivate.
Just coming
out of one channel. I'm going to bring these back up to zero. And I'm showing you this because I want you all to go to View, Show Pan Envelopes, and unselect it. Because if you adjust pan, you will lose points. No one is adjusting pan. And I don't ever see anyone adjusting pan on purpose. I never see anyone doing that. I only ever see students adjusting pan thinking they're edit envelopes. Okay? So I want you to go to View and make sure you do not, that you get the check mark off of Show Pan Envelopes. So that you're not adjusting pan on accident. I only want you to adjust the volume. Yes.
Does the wet-dry envelopes have to do with attack?
We won't be using wet-dry envelopes, and I have not used them in the past.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a tool that I've used, so I'm not able to answer that question for you.
So you only got to worry about pan envelopes if that's clicked on.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Do not adjust pan envelopes. You only have to worry about it if it's selected, just be selected. Any other questions? Yes. There what? Yes, there is. We don't have that in the notes for you guys to use. And I don't use them personally. He had asked me a question too. And I don't use them. It is available to you. You're welcome to use it, but it's not a tool that I use.
Right. For like effects, I know you can get that one effect louder. But with fussing,
yeah, you're speaking quietly, but yeah, I'm doing my best. With busing, you would be able to adjust that envelope, adjust the volume on that sound effect to get it louder without having... Because I got it louder. I got it back up to its 100. Now I can't hear you at all, though. People are moving books and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? So here's the thing about doing extra things that you guys know how to do. You're welcome to do that, those of you who use the equipment, but you have to follow the guidelines. You cannot have, like as an example, if remember that your voice has to be 50%, your real voice. If someone went in there and put an effect using Adobe, right, and put it on the entire thing, you're not 50% your real voice, right? You have to follow the guidelines of the assignment. Do that and then add on top of it. And I will grade you for every element that you're using.
What do you mean by 50% of your real voice?
50% needs to be your real voice. Let's say that you decide to, you decide to push your voice down to the end. You can only do this for 50%. And then you have to use your real voice.
Monster chick.
Do you guys get that? You have to use your real voice for 50%. Singing, if you're singing, you can only sing for half. Yeah, 50%. Any other questions? So you're going to meet in the Adobe Lab tomorrow. I believe it's going to be Keela taking opening attendance. And Zoo Cuny taking out attendance. Out attendance is taken outside of your studios, unless they tell you they want to take it somewhere else, but I told them that's where we take it. Any other questions? All right, stand by. I'm going to call your name. You're going to grab your test and return to your seat. Do not ask me any questions about your test when you grab it. Just go to your seat. I'm going to go to each of you individually and ask you if you have any questions. We will not leave before 1 o'clock today. Do you have any questions? Yes? No, it's just a grade. It's not a test. Those are your grades. Again, if you, stand by, if you would like to come down to my office, I have your work, we can play it, and I can go through the critique and show you with your audio what's happening, okay? So if you have any questions, please ask. If you want to go through it, please ask.